Journalist Kong Pal Chang, who works for a media outlet in Juba, says in late 2010, when Gatkwoth was the head of mission of the then Southern Sudan government in the US, Gatkwoth helped his wife Nyapal Lul Yual and other South Sudanese artists obtain US visas in order to mobilize South Sudanese in the US to vote for separation during the referendum. Chang says when his wife returned to South Sudan pregnant in 2013, he kicked her out of their marital home. After his wife gave birth, Chang says he later reconciled with her. After a few months, the journalist says his wife decided to travel to Australia, claiming her life was in danger in South Sudan. In November 2020, Chang asserts that Gatkwoth illegally took his children for DNA tests without his permission.
He just took a flight to Nairobi and went home through the help of my in-laws. This in-law of mine took the kid to Ezekiel Lol, where Ezekiel went and took them to a private clinic where if they were tested, their blood was taken for DNA. And I was not aware of this. I came to learn later when my wife, who is in Australia now, sent the DNA test. She told me those kids are not yours, they are for Ezekiel Lol. I told her, those are my kids. If there's any child who is not mine, anyone who is claiming, that person need to go to court, not behind me. That is child trafficking.
Chang says he has opened a civil case against the former minister because he believes Gatkwoth committed adultery with his wife and now is trying to take the 7- and 9-year-old children and move them to Australia.
He can take them to the embassy and say, these are my kids. The DNA has shown these are my kids, possibly. And maybe the U.S. will say, okay, these are your kids. We are taking them to the... I don't know. But this is against the law. This is against child right. This guy even deserves to be behind bar now as we speak.
Chang says he saw the DNA results showing some percentages of resemblance between the two children and Gatkwoth. He says whether Gatkwoth is the biological father of the children or not, he believes Gatkwoth has no parental rights because the children were born out of an act of adultery. Chang says Gatkwoth has been trying to resolve the case out of court.
I say there's nothing that should be solved outside the court. This is a crime that he has committed. If law said it favor him, let law favor him, and I will know it's a decision. It's a decision by the court. If law said this is a crime he has committed, let the law take its course. Resolving it outside the court does not help.
Nyapal Lul Yual, the mother of the two minors, denies getting involved in smuggling her children away from Chang.
What he's saying is not true. No communication like that between me and Ezekiel goes on in my house. So I'm not Ezekiel's wife. So all this are not true. I just want what is going on between us is divorce, as I told you. But he's trying to do dodgy things. I think that's why I need to you guys.
Yual says she cannot take the children from Chang because they are living in Kenya under Chang's custody. She says their divorce case is still in South Sudan court. Asked whether Gatkwoth is the biological father of her two children, Yual declined to answer and handed the phone to someone who identified himself as Abraham Garang, who said he is Yual's husband.
Two children belong to Gatkwoth Lul, to Ezekiel Gatkwoth, the former minister of petroleum. Biologically, he did DNA, he did everything, and he was not with the woman by then.
When South Sudan in Focus asked Gatkwoth, who is now in the U.S., to comment on the situation, he would only say that Chang's accusation is, quote, fake news, end quote. South Sudan in Focus obtained a summon issued by the Melekea police station in Epo, ordering Gatkwoth to appear before the Central Division to answer questions about an investigation. South Sudan in Focus contacted Captain Richard Michael, the lead investigator in the case, who declined to comment, saying he is not allowed to speak to the media. For VOA News, I am Winnie Serena in Juba.